And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 23rd of March, 2013. It's the birthday of the writer Lewis Adamek, born in what is now Slovenia in 1899 from a family of farmers. In his autobiography, Laughing in the Jungle, he wrote, "One day, I was then a little over 10, I said to Mother, someday I am going to America." His mother wanted him to become a priest, but he was a poor student, and he was in trouble for supporting the Yugoslav nationalist movement. So at the age of 14, he moved to the United States. Moved all over the country, wrote for newspapers, wrote about the labor movement and immigrant life in America. It's the birthday of the writer Josef Čupik, born in Hronov in what is now the Czech Republic in 1887. His brother Karl was a famous writer, but Josef Čupik goes down in history as the man who invented the word robot. He was arrested by the Nazis, sent to the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp, where he wrote poems and where he died in 1945. It was on this day in 1775 that Patrick Henry gave his famous speech, which included the line, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was the second Virginia Convention held at St. John's Church in Richmond, 120 delegates there, including Jefferson and Washington. Patrick Henry, 39 years old, took part in a fierce debate about whether or not to raise a militia and arm Virginia in the fight against the British. Stood up and said, "I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." It's the birthday of Kim Stanley Robinson, born in Waukegan, Illinois, 1952, science fiction writer, author of the Orange County Trilogy, author of stories set on Pluto and Mercury, stories in the past and the future, on the slopes of the Himalayas, on the ice of Antarctica. It's the birthday of the French author Roger Martin de Gaulle, born in Neuilly-sur-Seine, France, in 1881, who chronicled the fictional Thibault family in a series of novels, Les Thibault, considered a roman fleuve, a French term that means river novel, a series of novels written by one author about the same few characters, a saga where the historical backdrop plays a prominent role in the fiction. And it's the birthday of Fanny Marrett Farmer, born Boston, 1857, known for publishing the first cookbook in American history that came with simple, precise cooking instructions, also offered advice on how to set a table and scald milk and remove stains and clean a copper boiler. Here's a poem for today by Linda Gregg, "Fishing in the Keep of Silence." There's a hush now while the hills rise up and God is going to sleep. He trusts the ship of heaven to take over and proceed beautifully as he lies dreaming in the lap of the world. He knows the owls will guard the sweetness of the soul in their massive keep of silence, looking out with eyes open or closed over the length of Tomales Bay that the egrets conform to, whitely broad in flight, white and slim in standing. God, who thinks about poetry all the time, breathes happily as he repeats to himself, "There are fish in the net, lots of fish this time, in the net of the heart." A poem by Linda Gregg, "Fishing in the Keep of Silence," from All of It Singing, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.